It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. On February 3rd, 1960, a group of 14 adventurers and a Land Rover nicknamed the Affectionate Cockroach set off to blaze the first automobile trail to connect the last gap of the Pan-American Highway. With machetes, winches, and chutzpah, they ventured where vehicles had never before left tread marks. The expedition lasted 101 days and covered 271 miles of dense jungle, steep ravines, and winding rivers. The crew repeatedly had to pull their truck up 60-degree ridges and make their own bridges out of palm logs to get it over waterways. They did all of this in 100-degree heat and humidity, surrounded by ticks, chiggers, spiders, and ants. The journey began where the highway construction had stopped, in Chepo, Panama. The destination, the town of Palo de las Letras, is just over the Colombian border. The area in between is called the Darien Gap, and to this day there remains a 56-mile missing link in a highway that stretches 16,000 miles from Alaska to Argentina. But don't count on closing that gap anytime soon. Panamanian officials would rather not link Colombia and Panama to keep things harder for drug traffickers. Some indigenous people have also staged protests against timber logging in the area, and nobody seems eager to pay for the road. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.
The boulevard of broken. The boulevard of broken. The boulevard of broken. The boulevard of broken dreams. Chop, 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 chop.